Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Hampering him from being able to practice as
much. And that's why when we were so hyped, and we are still hyped about James Pierce Jr., was we just got to see him, and he was doing things in practice. We never got to see Jalen until late by the time we didn't have access. And now you see it, man. He's just – and the guy is – everything he just heard in that interview,
love him.
The work ethic, everything that, you know, Kirby instills in Georgia players who make it to the NFL. Yeah, you're right. For most Falcon fans, Bijan on offense, him or Drake on offense. That's why when one of our listeners yesterday said, you know, if the injury is as serious as we now know it is for Michael Penix Jr., and we'll be lucky to have him in camp, let alone be able to go for week one, is some guys are saying a new GM might just blow this thing up and start moving pieces. There are some really good pieces that are the studs you build on this thing. And needless to say, Bijan for me, Drake, although some would say those become luxury items in a rebuild.
No, they
do. Because of the offensive nature, defense is different.
Yeah.
No, and you're also not as far along with Jalen and Pierce as far as their contracts.
I agree, but you know, to think that you've got these guys in their rookie deals and they're being as productive as they are, and I think that's the other frustrating part about the Falcons this season so far. If you missed our interview with Coach Rod, it's coming up in less than 25 minutes from now. Stay tuned as he sat here with us and tried to answer everything that we asked him in regards to our football team, specifically Michael Penix and what this offense is going to look like. Mike, you know, blatantly asked him about benching guys. You'll hear what he had to say about that as well. But I do think the other frustrating part about it is, Mike, you do look at some of these pieces. And if I went down the list of guys with the name value, right, and said, good player, good player, good player, you start to go, why are we in this five-game losing streak? Like, it's not that we don't have the talent here.
But it's funny. We were talking to a Falcons insider, about, you know, the play calls and the rhythm to it. You know, and why guys don't execute. You know, like, for instance, you know, if you're Kyle Pitts, for argument's sake,
yeah,
and it's Drake, because Penix has got the confidence in Drake, and so Drake's getting all these touches, and all of a sudden it's halfway through the first half, does Kyle Pitts check out, you know? And then when you finally do get him the ball and he's supposed to expect to make a play, he's not delivering. He's mentally out of it. The same thing that happened to Devontae Freeman in Super Bowl 51 when Tevin Coleman was in and Shanahan was running with him. He gets injured. They put Free in. Free doesn't pick up a blitz because he's sleepwalking. So, I mean, that's on you as the athlete. And there's only so many of the things the coaches can do. On the flip side, I would argue that Zach Robinson's got to get all his guys. If you know what you're dealing with and that is your horse that you got to lead to water, then you better know how to handle him.
Yes.
And get him involved in the game. Now, conversely, there's freaking excuse for Berlin. They draw up a play to get Kyle Pitts the ball in space, wide open, and he drops the freaking ball. You know what I mean? So to me, as I said to you earlier in the week, he is the poster boy for everything wrong about this team when we're losing.
Yeah, because sometimes it makes you feel like he just doesn't have it. And then other times it makes you feel like when he goes, you know, 7 for 7, he's targeted 7 times, he catches 7 balls in a game, and you go, okay, why don't we do that more often? It can be very frustrating. Wes is back with us, guys, as okay, he's going to join us here because we had a chance to talk to him just briefly, and then Jalen walked in, and we try to take the guys here at Flowery Branch as soon as they come in. So, Wes, we appreciate you jumping back on with us because we wanted to finish our conversation with you.
Sure.
With Jalen coming in, and he was great. We were just, you know, talking about the state of the franchise, obviously, and we were talking about Michael Penix and the injury. I'm not sure where we left off, but I want to pick up here, and that is Kirk Cousins taking over, and I asked Ra, how much different is this offense going to look? Do you feel like it will look different with Cousins under center on Sunday?
I do. Yeah, I don't know that it'll be dynamically different. I just think there's certain things that Kirk has a skill set for that's different than Michael. And I felt that way last year when we saw Michael for the last 3 games. And I don't know how much of we saw in the Miami game, because that thing just got, you know, kind of waffle-jawed, as they like to say, early, right? So, you know, we'll see what happens Sunday. I think the irony of this all happening in New Orleans is also an interesting storyline, too, but does it really, you know, have anything to do with the here and now as much as it, you know, it's a place Kirk got hurt last year. We were 7-3 playing there last year. We're 3-6 or whatever. 6-3 last year. We're 3-7 this year, whatever the numbers are. I think that's an interesting piece of this. And look, stranger things have happened in the National Football League, right? But the math tells you that Atlanta, if they're going to do anything, you know, if they're going to make a move somehow out of all of this, guys, and I know everybody's felt bad about it, if you got any pride and, you know, this team wants to kind of turn it around, it has to start Sunday. You cannot go to 0-4 in the division. It doesn't work that way. Mm. I'm not sure it works at 0-3.
All right.
But if you're going to have any hope, you got to start Sunday.
Wes Durham's with us, guys. As we say, Carl, Wes Drewham. That's the thing, Wes. The only silver lining, and again, it's a bit of a reach, is that Zach Robinson had tremendous success with a veteran quarterback last year. Two of the best Falcon performances. Still, the single-game passing record is Kirk Cousins for the comeback Thursday. Just wish we had a healthy Drake London out there because Mooney has been so inconsistent as his Pitts.
Yeah, let's start with the Penix thing, and let's, you know, don't forget, Five's not going to be there either.
Right.
And for me, you know, you have Seven, and you have Five, and then you have everybody else. Mm-hmm. Because those are the two and again, I mean, I think, Mike and Carl, I said this to you guys in August when we talked for the first time. Seven is the face of the franchise. Mm-hmm. Five ain't far behind.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Yep.
I mean, whether it's, you know, Kirk Cousins, Michael Penix, or Mike Bell taking snaps.
Yep.
I mean, Seven and Five are the stories. Now, I will say this. One, the guy you had on earlier, he's got the potential. That guy right there is playing really good football. And I'm thrilled for him. I'm thrilled for James Pearson. I kind of like what I see. Now, it didn't go – I don't have any idea why in the world of sports Bryce Young wakes up inside the walls of Mercedes-Benz Stadium. I have no idea. I don't know if it's the water. I don't know if it's the pregame meal or whatever, but it happens. So we got to fix that at some point. But the reality of it is that Jalen Walker and James Pierce have played really, really well. And I know a lot has been discussed in the last week or so about, you know, James Pierce representing a potential top 10 pick this spring because of the trade and everything else. You can't worry about all that. You got to move on. And I think those guys are having really nice rookie years.
West Durham, Saints on tap. Look, both teams struggle, right? We've both struggled so far. I think, you know, for them, and I've said this, I think they are in a true rebuild. I haven't felt that way for us. I didn't feel like that was going to be the situation for us this season.
Yeah.
But with that said, you, Mike, everybody knows. We've been down there time and time again.
Lord, it is not
easy to go down there and win.
Nope.
And they're going to give us our best. Tell me what you think about this New Orleans Saints team right now.
Well, they made a move today. They cut Brandon Cooks loose today. So that leaves Olave and Tipton and Devon Bell and got Taysom Hill still there. How in the world is he still playing in this league, Mike? You know, Kamara still there. And, oh, by the way, Cam Jordan always tones it up when Atlanta shows up. So that'll be interesting.
Right.
They got, I mean, defensively, their numbers aren't terrible when you look at them. I mean, they're ninth in run defense yards per carry at 4. They're ninth defending the pass. I mean, so, you know, we'll see what happens. But I fully expect to see them at full tilt. You guys know that. They'll be down there with all the hijinks in the building. You know, the truth or, you know, what's true and what's not on the scoreboard and all that. I think that's fun. I wish we kind of do that here one time.
Right. Have some fun at their expense.
I honestly
do. Right.
For all the things we do in the stadium, Mike, I'd like to see that in our building one time.
I'm with you.
When the Saints are there.
Right. Kamara's only got one rushing touchdown to Wes's point. Tyler Shuck, you'll see out there. Saints fans will be going bananas. We get all that because this is their Super Bowl.
That's right.
And everything that that entails. But you're right, Wes. I mean, I know that nobody wants to hear it right now because everybody's in their feels about this Falcon season. But if there was a frigging Hollywood story that we could see unveil or drop on Sunday, it would be Kirk Cousins turning things around. And by the way, guys, don't forget, you can sync up Wes and Arch with your TV if you don't want to hear Drew Brees on the TV call, by the way.
How about that? I mean, how many times we had Vilma do the Falcons?
I know.
And now we get Drew Brees?
Right. I know, but it's easy to do, guys. It takes like 2 seconds of fiddling with your DVR or whatever you're doing on YouTube, and you get Wes, and you're good to go.
Just
no
keep
doubt.
Keep the man down. Don't take Carly. Just keep pushing the man down.
Wes, man, look, got to ask you why we got you, because we know, you know, how big of a college football fan you are and calling all the big games.
Sure.
What's the committee saying to you now? What are they saying to us now?
Well, they're setting the table. Like we talked about a couple of weeks ago, they're setting the table for next week. And you can see it coming right now. And the question, and look, let me clarify one thing about the committee. And several years ago, I went through the mock draft down there, so I've seen this go down. They have not put Miami and Notre Dame together on the board for review. And that's what they're telling you. And the reason they haven't done that yet is because Notre Dame is 9 and Miami is 13. That's 4 spots. They only look at teams in groups of 3. So Miami and Notre Dame, Hunter Yurecek is telling us honestly that the committee has not looked at Notre Dame and Miami together because of their break in the rankings. Mm-hmm. That would make sense because they're 4 spots apart, not 3. If they're 3 spots apart, it's a different story. So I'm interested to see, and I told you guys I think this 3 weeks ago, this next week, that's the one. That's the one. And look, you can put some people in right now. Ohio State's going, Indiana's going, Texas A&M's going.
Yep.
Okay?
Yep.
Georgia's going. Texas Tech is going. The bigger question in the Big 12 is the Big 12 going to get a second team? And is it going to be BYU or Utah? Miami, as much as everybody wants Miami to win these next two games, Virginia Tech and Pittsburgh, that's probably in Miami's best interest, but Miami will not make the ACC championship game. Will enough happen in front of them that the ACC champion, Georgia Tech, hypothetically, maybe Virginia, that kind of thing, would it be a two-team ACC and a one-team Big 12 to go with the SEC and the Big 10 when we finally get down to it?
Right, because BYU, Utah, everybody will be making some noise for those guys too.
I think it's, and Alabama to me, Alabama's, you know, they got 2 losses now. They got Florida State and they got Oklahoma. Alabama cannot lose again.
Nope. And it's like they're getting punished but in relation to their ranked record. Their record versus ranked opponents versus Notre Dame, Wes, to be behind Notre Dame. They should be ahead, but it's like they're getting punished for that loss in Tallahassee.
Yeah. No, it's going to be really interesting. But like I said, I think next week is the one. Like, we do this visit next Wednesday, it'll be a whole different discussion for us.
Right. We always pull our hair out. It seems to find an equilibrium, but I still don't trust these guys.
Yeah. Carl, is that the day you're going to be out and Steak's going to be working with Bell?
Yes, one of those days, absolutely.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
Exciting. It's exciting, cha-cha.
We're going to put that on real radio. Huh?
It's exciting.
You betcha.
Wes, man, have a great call this weekend. Can't wait to see how this college football plays out, but you're absolutely right. I mean, that's what the committee is saying. We've been talking about it today. We'll talk more. Wes, thank you so much, man. We appreciate you jumping back on with us.
Take care, guys. Be well. See
all right.
You soon.
There he is, the voice of our Atlanta Falcons. It is Dukes and Bell, guys. 5 o'clock hour approaching.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Total, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Coach's interview that we had with Raheem Morris on the way. We'll review what Jalen Walker had to say to us. And the news of the day, Michael Penix is having season-ending surgery for a partially torn ACL.
Full surgery, partially torn, right?
Well, yes, that's what they're saying. All right, what's it mean? What's the timeline? We'll fill you in on all the blanks coming up. And what did Kirk Cousins say that made everybody here at Flowery Branch laugh? Stay right there.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.